maybe on one side. You know, again, we started well. I thought the offense finished well on the 2-minute drive. You know, there were some things in the middle we weren't real pleased with. But again, that's training camp. We're making progress in a lot of different areas. It's hard to come out here as the head coach and feel like you had a great practice, because when you're going against each other, you know, somebody's usually on the losing end. So, you know, there's a lot of things to work on, but love our attitude and our energy, and hopefully we can keep that up.
When you look at guys like Boyd and Willis, how much did they learn here last year, even if they weren't actually playing? And how much does that maybe give them an edge right now over those rookie guys?
Yeah, they're playing like, you know, like players that have been in a system before, even though they didn't play a lot of game snaps in that system. And that's great for them. You know, that means they did a lot of work on their own. They took all the information in. They paid attention to meetings last year. And, again, you know, those guys, that's a – you know, particularly for guys that have been in the National Football League for more than 1 year, to go through what they went through and kind of sat and waited their turn, and they're making the most of their opportunities now.
Coach, what do you see different in Jarvis Moss from a year ago?
We had a great off season, and you know, we talked to Jarvis about, you know, that being important for him. I think he's stronger. His weight has he's maintained his weight, which has been an up and down thing, and has kind of fluctuated in the past on Jarvis. He's got, you know, such a lean body, but he's very powerful, and as long as we can do that and keep him, you know, at the weight we want him to be at, that'll be good for him in terms of the long term. But he's playing, you know, he knows the system better. It's not his first year in this system playing as an outside linebacker, and he's doing a lot of the little things right that take some time to learn. So we're excited about what we got with Jarvis this year.
Josh, when we're watching guys make great catches, great runs, but how tough as a coach is it to evaluate skill positions when you can't really bring guys to the turf, you can't pick people out here?
It's you know, I think you can evaluate the athleticism and the things that you need him to do in terms of, you know, the speed and the you know, the separation that you want him to get or not in terms of the defensive backs. We're looking more at those things right now. Certainly we'll find out through our preseason games and then some of our tackling drills and those kind of things, who's willing to tackle and hit and bring people to the ground. And but we think that we've you know, assembled a fairly tough football team in that regard too. You know, the skilled players, we've got some bigger, you know, bigger corners this year. We know we got physical safeties. We got some bigger receivers, you know. So I think that's something we're looking forward to in the preseason. But you know, the athleticism and the skill level, we can evaluate it.
Josh, what have you seen from Colby Smith, Lance Paul, since their reps at Heisman?
You know, up and down. You know, there's some good, and then there's some learning experiences that they're going through. I'm treating them all like rookies, you know, that group there, because even though some of them have been in the league for a little while, you know, to learn our system and then to go out there and play fast in it and physical and do the things mentally we're asking of them, it's not easy. And so they're going through some ups and downs. The good thing is they're getting a lot of reps, and I think with every rep, hopefully they're learning something, and then, you know, we can get better each practice.
Josh, are you kind of been easing DJ in, or because he's kind of been in and out, or is he like a one-a-day guy, or what's going on there?
You know, there's going to be a lot of guys that are kind of fluctuating like that. I mean, I'd be sitting here talking for 10 minutes about it every day if that was the case. There'll be more guys tomorrow morning that won't be out here. It's just, you know, there's some guys we want to make sure we monitor and we're smart with, we take care of, and DJ's one of them. There's, you know, and that doesn't mean that guys don't have things that we need to, you know, nurse back to health either. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with DJ. We'll have him out here soon.
Coach, what are expectations for Mario Hagan after what he was able to do last year and then him being out here and kind of coming off that season?
Well, he's a captain, and, you know, everybody respects Mario, you know, incredibly. You know, he's a guy that's worked his way from special teams, you know, a special teams player to a starting defensive player, and now he's moved positions and he's playing, having a really good training camp so far. And I think the guys expect him to be vocal, loud, which he's never shy about doing that, and physical, and that's showing up in the middle of our defense right now. And we're excited about, you know, what that group can do. He's a 270-pound guy to be playing Mike linebacker, and there's some other guys in that linebacking core that have size too, so he just makes it even that much bigger.